When your health matters, when you need information you can trust, Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by CopperTouch, is there for you. Now, here is your host, Linda Pavick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cleaner on the Go Radio, sponsored by CopperTouch. CopperTouch.com and CopperTouch, a lifetime of germ protection. You're Cleaner on the Go with CopperTouch. Today, we're going to talk about the word kindness and what does that mean for people who are struggling with, maybe they have anxiety, maybe they don't know what the word basically kindness means and what it means to them in their life. So I'd like to welcome my co-host, Kelly Rogstad. Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
Hi, Paul. Glad to be here.
Great. And we have a special guest today. Her name is Sandra Beck. And to tell you the truth, Sandra Beck has got her own shows on TogiNet Radio. That's TogiNet.com. You can check her out on her interesting podcast that she has there on TogiNet. And how are you doing, Sandra?
Great, great. Blown away here in Southern California. We got 50-mile-an-hour winds.
50-mile-an-hour winds, no snow, and blowing winds. I love it. So, Sandra, we have this word today that we're going to be talking about called kindness. And what does it mean to people, and how will it help us in our daily lives, the word kindness?
Well, I love the word kindness because it really is part of a company philosophy. It should be part of a family philosophy. You know, what do you stand for? You know, when I think of CopperTouch, I think how it stands for the concept of kindness. You know, you have internal kindness between your employees and the staff and the management. Then there's external kindness that's extended to the greater community. I mean, your product alone is something that's for the greater good. It makes a difference. It kills germs. It helps keep people healthy. And, you know, part of the component of kindness that I really see in CopperTouch is the concept of service. Like, you know, how do we help take care of people?
Right, right.
I really think that CopperTouch came to be because of kindness. You know, they were talking about how can we make this product they were looking at was actually a product to rub on your hands. It smells so away from like onions and things like that. He said, wouldn't it be great if we could help people kill germs while they're doing that?
Yes.
And I think that, you know, continuing to think about how you can bring products or to think of others is a big part of kindness and a part of life.
Yeah, a big part of CopperTouch is that kindness is, I mean, how good is it to give somebody a product that they can hold in their hand, rub their hand for 60 seconds, and it kills all germs on your hands? Now, if that's not kind, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it's helpful. It's being helpful. It's looking, looking and going, I see a need, and how can I solve this need? How can I fix this need? How can I fix this problem for somebody else? There's a huge element of generosity and kindness, you know, within that action.
Right, right. So today we're going to talk about the word kindness, which we're talking about right now. But I'm also going to tell you guys
we love that.
Things you don't know, maybe you do know, and that I didn't know. So, I mean, it's going to be quite something. So here we go, people. You ready?
Yep.
All right. So here's fact number one. Kindness triggers the release of serotonin. So kindness releases this feel-good, happy, man-made drug called serotonin. So you always are feeling good. So if you have kindness that you're spreading around all day to everybody, boy, that's one big high on kindness. I tell you that. So,
there's a fact for us.
That's a big fun fact. Okay. So now, kindness helps alleviate stress, which I did know. I know that kindness alleviates stress, but I did not know that it helps prolong your life, which is quite unique, I guess stress really puts a damper on your life.
Well, if you think about that, if somebody's had a heart attack before or, you know, a major medical issue, they will tell you you're going to have to bring down the stress of your life. You have to relax some. And being kind, I think, makes you have some patience and it makes you relax a little bit and just think about others.
Right, right. So there you go. It prolongs your life. Yep. And now, Sandra, kindness helps alleviate anxiety. So kindness is one of the most effective and inexpensive, ways to beat anxiety. You don't always have to resort to expensive medications or therapy sessions. Dang, I should have known.
Well, you know, I'm going to weigh in and tell you why I think that is. You know, anxiety is when we time travel. Anxiety comes from the unknown, like going too far in the future. I'm anxious about this. This might happen. These things could happen. Or anxiety can come from time traveling into the past. And that's about, I should have done this, or why did this happen to me? You know, that's the time traveling backwards. And, you know, those are the two big components of anxiety, time traveling forward and backward. And, you know, kindness requires us to be present. You know, if I'm going to be kind to Kelly, I can't be ruminating about the future or chewing on the past. Right. I have to look at Kelly and see where Kelly is right now and say, you know, hey, Kelly, you look sad. What's going on? And Kelly might say, oh, gee, you know, my dog is sick and, you know, I'm you know, feeling sad about that. That requires both of us to actually be present, which is one of the concepts of mindfulness. So I wonder if that's why kindness reduces anxiety.
Well, yeah, I would think so. And I didn't know that it can reduce medications. I mean, boy, I tell you, I guess this is really, this is a word I didn't know a lot about. I mean, kindness.
I think anxiety comes with restlessness too, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, I have to tell you, yesterday I was going into the grocery store and there was a lady coming out the same time I was going in, and she was on the telephone and she was sobbing. This lady was, I could tell someone had died. You just knew it. And she was getting that information. I wanted to go up to her to see if I could help her, because you could tell what turmoil she was in. And it was a terrible feeling of helplessness because I couldn't interrupt her phone call, of course, and she was trying to deal with this at the same time. And so, but I felt like if I could have helped her, it would have relieved my anxiety about not being able to help. And so I think those acts of kindness do really give us a gift of relaxation and
promote serotonin release.
Helpfulness.
Yeah, you go. Kelly got a shot of serotonin.
I tell you what, it sure beats going to therapy sessions, I tell you that. So if kindness can beat therapy sessions and medications, oh my God, I'm all for it.
Take my anxiety away.
And kindness also improves your immune system, which stress can also damage your immune systems, correct? I mean,
I think just as well as it can with any health issues. Yeah, I think it can.
Yeah. So people who have cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, and other such serious illness often experience some kind of inflammation in their bodies. However, there is a natural chemical that in the brain, there it is, releases into the body called oxytocin. Wow. Oxytocin, I'm sorry. This is another happy hormone. Look at this. And it's known to be released when you perform acts of kindness towards others. So oxytocin, that's what it's called. Oh my God, look at all the drugs.
I love Paul. Paul is like a human hormone. Paul is a happy human hormone, don't you think?
I kind of wonder if that goes the other way too. And Sandra, you've dealt with some health issues lately. And don't you find that acts of kindness toward you? I see different things that you write about people giving you cards and well wishes. Don't you think that those acts of kindness help your health? and recovery?
Oh, huge. You know, like I can tell you, you know, going through 14 months of cancer treatments is daunting for anybody. And I'm a pretty tough girl. And, you know, when I sit there in the infusion room and because of COVID, you're all by yourself, you know, I get really weepy and sad and scared, you know, like anyone else on the planet. Yeah. And then I look at my blanket that was given to me by my church. I look at the cards that were sent to me, and they uplift me and they actually give me strength to do what I need to do.
I and think just knowing
huge. That I mean,
people are thinking
you cannot,
of
right.
Well, you have a great support system here at Copper Touch. I'm telling you, Sandra. So you have all the support we can give you. So you got our support. So
and that kindness feels good to give to people. And I think it feels good to receive, too. So no matter what, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yep. So another fun fact before we head to break. Kindness is good for cardiovascular health. It's not just a metaphorical or symbolic. Whenever they say that kindness is good for the heart, it really is good for the heart, even in a physical sense, physiological sense. So I guess this kindness thing is a heck of a drug. You know, we should all be on it, you know? So when we come back from our break, we will talk, we'll give you more facts. People love these facts, I'm telling you. So when we come back to get more facts, and you guys can still be here, right? Right? Right?
I'll be here.
I'll stick around. I got to hear those facts.
So after the break, we'll be talking about more about kindness. So coppertouch.com, reach us at coppertouch.com, or else you can reach us at 833-466-4376. That's coppertouch.com, a lifetime of germ protection. We're coppertouch.com. And we'll see you guys right after the break. And all you germ fighters out there, keep using your Copper Touch and fight those germs off. We'll see you right after these messages with more Cleaner on the Go Radio.
Cleaner on the Go Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Traveling, hiking, working with kids, or have limited mobility? When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
Moving a person can put a strain on your back and neck and put a patient at risk. Caregivers and health professionals risk injury moving people from one surface to another. That's where Beezy Premium Transfer Systems reduce the risk of injury and allow you to transfer patients up to 400 pounds. Visit BeezyBoards.com. Thanks to Beezy, it's so easy. When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% of antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
We're back with more from Cleaner on the Go Radio. Here's your host, Linda Pavick.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Paul Frazier, and we're talking about the word kindness today, and we have some really fun facts about the word kindness. And to start it right off, kindness improves your life expectancy.
Huh. I believe it.
So there you go. So remember, people, when you're out about, especially this time of year, you know, this time of year, it's all about kindness. It's the Christmas season. So spread that around, and you know what? You will live to be a long and happy life, is what it says here. So there you go. Life expectancy on the rise with kindness.
You know, when I worked at the assisted living, I could see that in people that were quite a bit older. I knew a lady who was 104, and I think that because they enjoyed being kind to others, they enjoyed life more, they had more happiness. And I think they were relaxed more and just able to, mm-hmm. you know, not have those things in their way that caused health problems
right.
that we were talking about, and lived a long and beautiful life.
Wow.
Not everything's perfect in life, but right. you know, kindness can go a long way.
Right. How kindness affects others around you. That I agree with. Don't you agree with that, Sandra, how kindness affects others around you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anybody who've ever walked into a group of people and, you know, you just get this vibe that, you know, it's like, ooh, like everybody's angry, or ooh, it's the gossipy group, or ooh, you know, it's this. I mean, you can break through a lot of that just by being kind, you know, just by walking in. And, you know, friendliness is part of, again, a subset of kindness. There's lots of different subsets of kindness. There's compassion and understanding and forgiveness. Being friendly, I think, is a subset of compassion. You know, offering your hand to somebody, I guess you can't really do that much these days, but you know what I'm talking about. The, yeah. you know, the whole concept yeah. of reaching out to that person who might be having a bad day or might be too shy to talk to you. You know, a friendly smile and a hello is a very, very great gesture of kindness.
Yeah,
and it can turn the room around.
Yeah,
people really remember if you are a kind person too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never realized until I worked at the home how much people were noticing what I did and how I acted. And one example is we were having a Bible study every week with all of the residents, and you know. A lot of residents don't think that they can give back to the community. They don't.
Right.
They don't think that they have anything to be giving anymore. And the person that came to to clean our fish tank, he would sometimes come while we were having our Bible study. And one day he called me and he said, "You know, your group is so kind and so loving, and I see that you pray. And I'm having heart surgery, and I would really like it if wow. you would pray for me." And so that was when I realized that people that you don't even think notice what you're doing and, you know, how you're going about your day, they do notice, and you really can impact them just by being kind.
Yeah, and you will get reciprocated with that too. I mean, if you are kind to other people, the whole world will be a much kinder place if you're really kind to other people. And especially in these, like I said, in these days and times, you know, the politicians could take a page out of the book Kindness, don't you think, Sandra?
Well, yeah, you know, and I want to talk about perception. I want to talk about, you know, some of these things that are, you know, we're struggling with today, both in our companies and in our culture. You know, mm-hmm. we talk about the concept of fear, you know, and fear is kind of, you know, the opposite of kindness. It's very hard to be kind when you're fearful. And, you know, fear is just a perception. It's a perception of events. Like if I come in to your company right now and say, "Oh my gosh, there's a guy outside with a gun," all of you guys are going to go, "Oh my gosh, you know, there's a guy with a gun." And then if I walk and say, "Oh yeah, he's just going to go hunting this afternoon and he's cleaning his gun, it's not loaded or anything," all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's deer season. Like big difference in that. But fear is a perception. We perceive things and it makes us feel fearful. Same thing with anxiety, Kelly. We're talking about anxiety, and anxiety is also part of that component of that is a perception. So if you perceive the world to be angry, if you perceive the world to be fearful because you're thinking of all these things to be afraid, you can also use that same mind trick, your Jedi mind trick, to go, okay, the world is kind. This person could be a very kind person. Why don't I give them the chance by, extending kindness to them? So what is your perception of the world, of the room, of the group of people, you know, that you're spending time with? And maybe check that perception at the door. It doesn't mean to be foolish or to put aside reasonable fear, lock your doors, do the things that, you know, you need to do. But sometimes these perceptions run amok, which is what I think is happening in our society right now. I think the preponderance of people are kind. Why? Because I'm sick and everybody's next to me. So. But if you asked me a year ago when I was approaching a foreclosure, you know, and you know, trying to find homes for my brother's three dogs and I couldn't rehome them, and I had six dogs on my property, I was not the kindest bulb in the chandelier, I'll be honest.
But that's okay. That's okay. You're going through trauma. But, you know, deep down, Sandra, I cannot see you not being kind to other people. So, you know, your little act of being mean and all that is not going to work with me. Okay.
But your perception of me as a kind person, if you went 5 years ago to my ex-husband, his perception of me was not kind. So what is the reality, you guys? Who is Paul? Who is Kelly? Who is Sandra? It's how we perceive that person.
Right.
And sometimes we have to
maybe take a minute.
Yeah, I think just putting a little bit of effort into being the first one to send that vibe out, I think is really important, because when you walk into a room of people who don't know you, they just don't know what to do with you. They're like, we don't know you. We don't know how you're going to act. We don't know what you're going to want from us. And so sometimes if you can start conversations with kindness and things that make them feel comfortable, they have a whole new perception of you and of how that relationship is going to proceed forever.
Do you guys think, now I'm going to ask you quite as a question. Do you guys think the first impression you can tell if somebody's kind or not by just not having them talk, just having them, you know, just let's say you go to a grocery store, you're waiting in the line. Okay, you're waiting in the checkout line, and the guy in front of you or the guy in back of you, by looking at him on his first impression that you see of him, can you think if that guy's got kindness or not? I mean, I know everybody has
sometimes language and expressions and things like that really do give you a little bit of a clue, but not always.
Okay. What do you think, Sandra?
No, but like you know, I was working in Minnesota and I flew out and drove up to Copper Touch with you, Paul, and I didn't know you. And I, you know, here I am getting in the car with you and a strange guy in a strange town driving, you know, in the middle of, you know, nowhere, Minnesota, you know, and the first thing you did, I got in the car and you're like, are you warm enough? Do you want me to turn the heat on? How you doing? Like, you didn't know me from Adam. And for me to get in the car, and then I go over to the Copper Touch facility, and, you know, you guys know it's my birthday, you know, and you surprised me with a little birthday cake. That was super kind. Like, you didn't have to do that. I'm not, you know, somebody special. I'm not the Pope coming to town. But those little teeny acts of kindness set the stage for what I think is a really good, not only working relationship, but for friendships too.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And I remember that day when we met, that was kind of, we never met. We've talked a lot on the phone, but we've never met face to face. And it was really cool. I thought it was great. I mean, driving up half hour away from where you were and small talk.
Yeah.
And all,
but we both extended kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I was a little nervous, you know, here I am meeting this new company guy and, you know, I don't really know you. And, you know, then I get to Kelly and I liked Kelly and Renee right away. I mean, you know, you guys were so friendly and you extended kindness. And I think I bounced the ball back and, you know, then the magic happens. And Linda, too.
Yeah.
We will do anything for cake, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God. Okay, so moving on to these fun facts of the word kindness. So here's another one, you guys. You prove to others that kindness still exists. So when you promote kindness, is that like, oh my God, kindness doesn't exist anymore? I mean, why do they say that still exists?
Well,
kindness has always existed, right?
Well, I think with all the stress of everything in our society lately, with COVID and the election and all of those things, there's so much stress and so many people trying to be right, so many people liking to have the last word, and everybody wanting to be the winner. You know, I think that we've gotten so far away from kindness and respect and just spending time thinking about other people that a lot of people think it's gone. It's not here anymore. And but then there's the other side where all of a sudden you see somebody trying to help somebody that fell, or some, you know, doing some random act of kindness, right, raking their lawn, or,
right,
you know, doing something like that. And you realize that kindness still exists. We just have to focus on it.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because I got a little story. A friend of my next door neighbor is a Korean vet. And no one on Veterans Day, no one ever has given him any acknowledgement or anything like that. So me and my wife went over there. We put a flag on his door. He has a flag holder thing on his door. And he never had that thing going. And he never had a flag there. So we put a flag there. And my wife made him some stuff, and we gave him a card and everything. He called me back crying, saying that no one has ever done this for me before. I'm a Korean vet. He told me what he's done, and he said that he was a jet guy. He flew jets and stuff, and it's just like he's 70 some years old. And he looks like Walter Matthau. His whole disposition is Walter Matthau. He's kind of grudgy, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, he liked it. And there's my story of kindness, I guess.
Made everybody feel good.
Yeah, made everybody feel good, even his wife. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you guys out there listening today to our broadcast on the word kindness and to coppertouch.com. That's coppertouch.com. You can reach us at 833-466-4376. I want to thank Sandra, Beck, and I want to thank Kelly for joining me today. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll see you again soon on our till next time, people, on Cleaner on the Go Radio.
Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Coppertouch. Thanks you for listening. For more information, go to www.coppertouch.com. And here's to your great health.